From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Rank in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Rank loved a good lineup. There was nothing he found more satisfying than a row of jumbled things put into their proper order. At the Fairshare Village Academy, whenever a pile of fraction cards got hopelessly muddled, Rank was the one everybody called to sort it, smallest to largest, left to right, like a row of children lining up by height. He was a brisk, friendly magpie with a sharp, bright eye for telling at a glance which of two things was the largest. A young hedgehog named Saul dumped a fistful of cards in front of him. 3/4, 1/3, 5/8. "Put these in order," Saul said, with the air of someone setting a trap. "But I'll bet you have to do a whole heap of calculation first." Rank barely glanced at the cards. He slid 1/3 away to the left, smallest of the three. That one's less than half. He slid 3/4 off to the right, biggest. That one's comfortably more than half. Then he set 5/8 down in the middle, and this one's just a whisker over half. So, 1/3, then 5/8, then 3/4. Saul's spine stood straight up in astonishment. "You didn't calculate anything." "I compared each of them to half," Rank said. "Half is my middle marker, my reference point. Once you know which side of half a fraction falls on, you've already done most of the sorting without lifting a pencil. Let me show you how I came to learn that, because I promise you I wasn't always this quick."
When Rank was small, comparing fractions made his head ache. His family ran the village relay races, and every single race seemed to end in the same argument: whose runner had actually covered more of the track? One runner would have managed 3/5 of the way round. Another would have managed 2/3. The children would shout numbers at one another across the field, and not a soul could say for certain who had truly won. Little Rank tried to settle these disputes the thorough way, by converting everything, cutting the whole track into tiny matching pieces, 1/15, and counting them all up one by one. It worked, every time, but it was painfully slow, and by the time he had finished his careful sums, half the crowd had wandered off home and stopped caring who'd won it all. His grandfather, who judged the races, took him quietly aside one afternoon. "You don't always need the entire calculation," he said. "Look here. Is 3/5 more than half the track, or less than half?" Rank thought it through. Half of 5/5 would be 2.5/5. 3/5 was past that. More than half. And 2/3? Half of 3/3 would be 1.5/3. 2/3 was past that as well. Also more than half. Rank frowned, disappointed. "But that doesn't settle which one's bigger." "No," his grandfather agreed, unbothered. "But now you've only got two close ones left to think hard about, instead of a whole jumbled field of them. You've already thrown out all the easy cases in a single stroke. Half did most of the work for you before you'd even properly started." Rank stared out at the track. Half, the middle marker. All at once, comparing fractions stopped feeling like a wall of arithmetic he had to climb, and started feeling like sorting, which was a thing he found he rather enjoyed.
Rank came to the academy years later, carrying a deck of fraction cards he could shuffle in order faster than anyone alive. Slice, the old tortoise, fanned out 4 cards on the table to test him. 2/5, 4/4, 1/6, 7/8. "Order them," he said, out loud, "and tell me how you're doing it as you go." Rank didn't so much as reach for a pencil. 4/4 is a whole one, a complete thing, nothing missing, so that's the biggest of the lot. 1/6 is a tiny sliver, way under half, so that's the smallest. 2/5 is under half too, but it's a fair bit bigger than that little sliver. And 7/8 is almost a whole, just barely short of 4/4. He laid them out, left to right. 1/6, 2/5, 7/8, 4/4. "And if two of them were both sitting close to half," Slice pressed. "Then I'd think harder and earn it," Rank said. "Same top number on both? The one with the smaller bottom is the bigger. Fewer pieces, but fatter ones. Same bottom number on both? The one with the bigger top wins. More pieces, all the same size. And if I'm genuinely stuck between two of them, I'll do it Stretch's way and give them both a common bottom. but most of the time, plain reasoning gets me there long before I'd need to. Slice looked over the tidy row of cards. He had taught comparison as always convert first, then look, for 60 years. He had never once watched a student sort an entire hand by simply thinking out loud. "You may stay," he said.
In his corner of the academy, Rank met a worried vole named Wisp, clutching two cards as though they might bite. "I have to work out which of these is bigger," Wisp said, "three-fourths or two-thirds, and I get them muddled every single time." "Middle marker first, always," Rank said. "Are they over half or under half?" Wisp thought hard. "Three-fourths. Half of four is two, and three is past two, so over half. Two-thirds. Half of three is 1.5, and two is past that, so also over half." Wisp's shoulder sagged. "They're both over half, so now I'm stuck all over again." "Good. That means you've earned the harder look," Rank said warmly. "Now think about it the other way round. Think about how far short of a hole each one falls. Three-fourths is missing only 1/4 to make a hole. Two-thirds is missing 1/3 to make a hole." He held two fingers up, a little apart. "So which gap is the bigger one, a fourth or a third?" Wisp pictured the two pieces side by side. "A third is bigger than a fourth, so 2/3 is missing the bigger chunk. And so which of them is closer to being a whole?" "Three-fourths. It's only missing a little fourth, so it's nearly there. So 3/4 is the bigger one." Wisp very nearly dropped both cards in excitement. "And I worked it out by thinking about what was missing, not what was there." "That's the magpie's favorite trick," Rank grinned. "Sometimes the quickest way to see which fraction is bigger is to see which one has less missing from it."
At the end of the day, when the academy had emptied and every last card pile had been sorted into order, Rank shuffled his own deck one final time, purely for the pleasure of putting it back in order again. He thought about the old relay races, the shouting across the field, the endless arguments, his own slow and careful 15ths while everyone drifted away bored. And he thought about his grandfather's quiet question, the one that had changed everything. Is it more than half or less? That single marker had turned a wall of arithmetic into a simple lineup, and he had never been afraid of comparing fractions since. Sol the Hedgehog, still loitering hopefully by the door, asked the last question of the day. "Rank? What do I do if I get two that are really, really close together?" "Then you slow right down and do it carefully," Rank said. "Benchmark them both to half. Check what each one's missing. And if you genuinely still can't tell them apart, give them a common bottom, the way Stretch does, and settle it for certain. But you start by thinking. Most of the time, a fraction will quietly tell you which side of half it's on, and that alone sorts half your lineup before you've done a single sum." Sol nodded, gathered up the cards, and headed off home through the evening, already sorting every pair of fractions he could dream up as he walked. Over half, under half, almost a whole, putting the whole wide world into order, one quick comparison at a time.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rank. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.